AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A new voting law is on the books in Texas.
It does make it easier for people to be able to go vote. No one who is eligible to vote will be denied the opportunity to vote.
Governor Greg Abbott signed the bill today. At least three court challenges have been filed to try to stop the law.
It does, however, make it harder for cheaters to cast an illegal ballot. Those are the kinds of principles that the courts will uphold.
Democrats in Texas say the new voting law is meant to keep minorities away from the polls. President Biden is looking at damage from Ida in New Jersey. The AP's Sagar Magani reports the president is pointing to climate change.
In New Jersey, State Police Superintendent Pat Callahan says the flooding was historic.
Almost 3 months of rain in about 5 hours.
Underlining what the president says scientists have warned about for decades. Climate change's impacts are here.
We're living through it now. We don't have any more time.
Flooding, tornadoes, wildfires.
Every part of the country is getting hit by extreme weather.
He's urging Congress to approve his $1 trillion infrastructure plan to better protect people and property.
We either act or we're going to be in real trouble. Our kids are going to be in real trouble.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Taliban announced an all-male interim government for Afghanistan. Meantime, American veterans groups and others are pleading for the U.S. and the Taliban on a long standoff that has left hundreds of would-be evacuees from Afghanistan desperate to board waiting charter flights out of a northern Afghan airport. The U.N. atomic watchdog says Iran has continued to increase its stockpile of highly enriched uranium that could be used to make nuclear weapons. Health authorities in Spain are blaming human error for the switching of two baby girls in a maternity ward almost 20 years ago. One of the girls found out when she was a teenager and is suing. This is AP News. The board of directors of the Human Rights Campaign fired its president because of a connection to sexual harassment allegations against former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
In a statement, the board said Alfonso David's conduct assisting Cuomo in responding to sexual harassment allegations was in violation of a conflict of interest policy and impaired his ability to serve as the public face and voice of the organization. David was consulted over a letter the Cuomo administration had drafted attacking the credibility of one of his accusers. He'd served as Cuomo's chief counsel before becoming the first African-American to lead the Human Rights Campaign, which is the nation's largest LGBTQ rights organization. In a tweet, David accused the board of acting unjustly and threatened legal action. Julie Walker, New York.
A federal judge threw out a death sentence for a man convicted in 2003 in the death of a North Dakota college student, saying new evidence shows the medical examiner was guessing on the stand. Ed Donahue, AP News.